Very soon. What are we up to? Non gemel chavav. Kahal shenogu manois and noshim atzoch yativu is man. Yes, man yetsu eilu yikonsu afim tapen, ben chazen ben kufish istokim, ושם לא יסיר כמו ציבו, בין שלא יתנו מראה לסרה, בין שאין לא יתנו לסרה, אפילו לא קובו למזמן, סתם כפירושי מאחר שלא בוקח. The ציבו has a minute to appoint different people for public positions, כחזן או בין שרד או כפי שסטוק או whatever it may be, if it's, the minute gets to do for a specific amount of time, let's say for 1 year or 2 years or 10 years, then it's assumed that that is the minute, and from then on, whenever they hire anybody, if they don't specifically, even if they do not specifically say that is a, it is for a specified amount of time, you assume it is because that is the minute. Yeah. Mr. Rubin's at some Rubin's at Chemda Shloimeh that says that this is only the place where the minute is to switch them every so often, it's every 3 years. If the youth generally knew it, then they should not change unless they found some good reason to change it. Ramos says, "Yesh mishin kozav shliach tzibur yisparal mitoch sefer miyuchel tzibur mivadei nichter v'shmoyer." Somebody says that the shliach tzibur should have a special siddur that was written for the tzibur, that type of siddur is written the same shemayim. However, that's only when in the olden days, which they would write this to do. Today things are printed, there's no difference. I have the same shemayim, it is one way, it would be another way. I had a siddur when I was younger that said that they toivled all the letters they used to type it before they printed it. I found that was in the olden days before they had a computer. So there was the actual typeset. Mr. Brewer brings that actually the tzibah is called the chazan, because in Aramaic chazan means to see. And means you should be looking in the siddur and seeing how, what to say. Simen nun dalet, zifar yishtabach ene besel v'bol, v'yish yismuch l'bol shom, shishtem niknu abzik d'zim, z'uvzim z'achayim. There's no bracha and the opening of Yishtabach, because it's considered a continuation of the bracha of Baruch Shoma in the beginning of Sukkot Zinah. Even though the bunch of Sukkot in between is not a hefsek. Just like the Kriya Shema is not masik between the bracha before and after, and the Halal is not masik between the bracha before and after. Siv Beis, Ein Lana Samei Nacha Mechulah, but Tishpochus, El Achav Chei Elom, Shom Usim HaBracha. Mechulah Tishpochus is not the end of the bracha, it goes to Chei Elom. Some people are Gisa. Chei Elom, Chetzeri, after he says Baruch Atah Hashem in the middle of Yishtabach, so that's basically the one long ending of the bracha. Shabbat says Zachin, if you can answer Amen Yesh Me'rava when you're in that part of the Yishtabach. If you're up to the Baruch Atah Hashem, then you can answer. But after you started then, consider the Chasima, the ending of the bracha, and it remains with the Zachin, where you can answer Amen Yesh Me'rava. You should try to be up with the Chazan and finish with the Yishtabach by Me'rava. So Gimel, I was suffering Yishtabach Leyeitze, Adere, Vechoyze, 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 One should not talk in between Yishtabach Leyeitze and Moyes. Consider the type of Adere that a person who would do that would not be able to go to the army in the times that the army was guided by the words of the Torah and Chazal. Those that, like we said, are permitted to be Oyske and Tzofi. Mitzvah for the tzibur, and in certain places they would try to get people to give tzedakah for the anim of the city. This is all between Yishtabach and Yetzir, who says that once he said Kaddish or Bohu, the prokim of Kirishma, he cannot stop even for Sochi tzibur. The Yishtabach really is at the end of Sukkot Zimmer. Once you restart the Mahalach of Birus Krishma, the Kaddish Kedusha and the Brachos, and can't start even for Tzofi Tzibur. Shavua says, "Then it's Pash Mashal Nogdav Mekomis Tavar Choyloi Lipo Basic Knesset Shiyos Lodim." In certain areas, they had a minig that they make a bishvech for Choyla after each Tavach, or somebody had some type of Tintoya, he was like an announcement that he wants to make Tintoya against somebody. All this was done between Shtav and Yetzin. The Chos and Mikri Tzav Mitzvah. Achash we talked to the Spal and the Yoyme, Ashle Yotzin and Mitzvah Tzukin Zim. If you did have a Hefzik, then the Kaddish goes back on the Tzukin Tzukin Zim. So you have to say some more Tzukin, because every Kaddish is after Tzukin. Unless it's after Shmon Eshe. Mom Abram says this is the source of saying Bohu after Shmon Eshe, the end of the Tzvila.
Well, this is the place at a meeting. It's a Kaddish after Shmoneh, as it's a Baruch Hu after Shmoneh Esrei, before Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei. Because he wants to say Baruch Hu before Kaddish. Kaddish, they could say, you come back from Shmoneh Esrei. From there, they could also say Baruch Hu. Those are people who came late. So nowadays, it's a new meeting of saying Baruch Hu at the end of the Shiva. We do over now. He said the meeting was even worse. They say Baruch Hu and another Kaddish after the Baruch Hu. And he said, that second Kaddish is going to need. The bottom line is, we hope Kaddish is either said after he said some sukkim or after Shmoneh Esrei. Pastor Rabbanan is after Torah Shabbat Peh. And it should be after also Torah Shabbat Peh has some, maybe a Gavita. That's why at the end of the Shir they finish with Hanani Vekashram, as opposed to Zag Mizisrov. That's an Akadita, so that way, just in case there's not God in the Shir, it's the Kaddish on that God. So that's why we say after Pekki Ovis and Madlikim, after Pekki Ovis and Madlikim, there's a meaning to say the Subchanan ben Akashim before something should happen to our God, from the words of our God. In fact, if the person learning Mishnahis together, they should say the Subchanan ben Akashim, because Mishnahis be opened over the Akashim. After Tanakh, one can say Kaddish, but not the Kaddish, the Rabbanim, the regular Kaddish, but he has to learn at least. From Van Kaddish should not be said unless there was a million of people at the time. They said the Psukim, they learned. Even if there are two people that learned, or three people that learned, say the Kaddish for the 10 people. In other words, if you have a million of people at the time that you learned, then you can say Kaddish afterwards, even if they all did not learn together. The last statement of the Ramah is the Chema Tchil Ma'avis for Kaddish, because you don't say Psukim at the beginning of Myers, that's why we say only the both of them. Hey, continues the Amor, Yishvaril, and Tzitzis, and Tfilin, the Vila, the Shtar, and the Kaddish, Yoch, and Nichol, the Baruch, and Leyen, the Kaddish, the Baruch, and Yivs, and Vishun, Tovah. So he said, this is the Kiddush, this Kaddish, and not to be mafsing out there, Yishtavach, and the Chor, once you finish Tavach, you finish now, you start something new afterwards. Even so, you say, you should not be mafsing. If you have good reason to mafsing, for example, you brought in the Talas and Tfilin, then in the Hanami, you can make a Baruch, start the next day.